Hiya, it's number 17, and I'm only slightly pissed. Okay, this week we've got the same playlist as last week, but they're playing alternative songs. Giving a chance to listen to a second track. But the first 15, a fantastic new feature with Matt Stevens. If you're in a band, if you're an artist, you've got to listen to this, because it's lots of really, really good information. A little bit of chat from me. First, I think what we'll start with is, Kid Russell. This is Kid Russell. We played East North Avenue last week, but this time you're going to hear Paradise. So this is Kid Russell, again from the States, still from the States, and Paradise.
Ryan Ocean Blue, I'm leaving home looking for something new. It's never been done before, leaving my familiar shores and search for more in my F-150. Call me Ford Explorer, got the rims painted black. I'm not paid, but I can pull off that. And now I'm trying to get the house to match. I went to Philly to prepare my mind. I'm lifting weights, military school's a constant grind. I train hard like Rocky in part 4, ready to fight the Russian. I'm rushing into this game, spontaneous combusting. I'm crazy, Tony tracks of fire. You never heard it from a white boy full of desire to change the game, cause it needs to be changed. I may light this flame in your brain, claiming the whole world's insane. Can you hold the torch lit with spit force that makes these $100 tracks sound like Scott Storch? It's like them long nights in Vegas when you party like your fate is in God's hand.
That's paradise.
When Adam meets Eve, I'm doing the birds and the bees. That's what it feels like inside.
It's paradise.
When you're living your dream, making money that's so green, that's a piece of
it's paradise.
And when you're ready to fall, if it Cali. I was trying to find my own piece of heaven up in the valley. I felt fully focused for all the Hollywood hocus pocus in the land of locusts. Gotta be strong like Moses. They promised you paradise to pick your pockets. I chose to roam my paradise back where my heart is. Chicago hip hop's new outpost, a mission to give hope. Cause hip hop's become a joke. So I lace it with style and grace and give it a heart deep as grit licks. That's what it takes. I used to think paradise wasn't real. Then I heard this Kid Russ song steal the deal. Give me this iron will to state my thoughts. Hip hop can't be bought, so let me be the light that leads the lost, and I can show you how to find paradise in your own life. It's like them long nights in Vegas when you party like your fate is in God's hand.
That's paradise.
When Adam meets Eve, I'm doing the birds and the bees. That's what it feels like inside.
It's paradise.
When you're living your dream, making money that's so green, that's a piece of
it's paradise.
And when you're ready to fall, if it ain't risking it all, then your real life becomes
it's
and sexy, and you're listening to us this thing on. And that was Kid Russell there and Paradise. And if you want to know about Kid Russell, you need to go to www.kidrussellmusic.com. That's KIDDRUSSELL music.com. Go and find out all about him. He's very, very, very good. Someone else who's very, 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 very good is Men Are Sins, and they've been doing a really good job of promoting the blog and the podcast this week, everywhere, all over Twitter, everywhere. So it's been popping up in all kinds of different places. So we're going to play the track now, and this is Men Are Sins, and they're from Iceland. They're fantastic, and this is called 12 Steps to the Liquor Store. You'll be singing it tomorrow.
I'm on the outside.
Now, you may be asking yourself, hang on a second, Nick said that earlier on, all the artists were going to play their second song, but we heard that one last week, so how come? Well, the reason how come is because the other people that I'm playing tonight, most of the other people I'm playing tonight, there's another guy, Tom Bishop, I'm playing later on, they've already been played a couple of times, and it's time for a little bit of rotation, a little bit of a change. But the thing with Men Are Sins is I just heard them and thought, this is fantastic, I'll just chuck them in the podcast. And I thought, you sort of kind of have a system, you think, make some rules to it, make it a little bit organised, but then every so often you've got to go, actually, fuck it, let's just put that in because it's brilliant. And that is absolutely fantastic. And that's Men Are Sins, and they're from Iceland. I've been getting a lot of traffic from Iceland this week. I've got some other stuff. Men Are Sins, Siggy, I can't remember his whole name, I'm going to call him Siggy, who's a bass player from Men Are Sins. or it could be the drummer. Can't remember. Sorry, Siggy. He's also got a couple of solo projects that he's working on. Some really interesting jazz. Some jazz fusion. Now, I did kind of toy with the idea of having a bit of a jazz podcast, but I don't know. I'd love it, and I'm sure there's loads of other people that would love it, but I think if a whole podcast of jazz might put some people off. So I'll try and sneak a little bit in as we go along on this wonderful trip we're on. Now, talking of the blog, there's been a lot of traffic. If you want to see how much traffic there is on the blog, let me tell you a little secret. On the right-hand side of the blog, at the very, very bottom, there's a thing called Site Meter. If you click on Site Meter, you can actually get an insight to who's been looking at the blog, where they're coming from, where they've been referred to, etc. So, you know, a little bit of inside knowledge for you there. You can see what's been going on. It's been big. We've had a lot of traffic. When you consider it's only been going, that blog's only been up for 2 weeks. We've had a lot of hits and a lot of referrals. So that's all looking very good. And if you want to find anything that we're talking about, how to submit music, how to vote for the first 15, things like that, all the details are there. I've put the audio as well as some text instructions. So yeah, there's no real excuse. No real excuse at all. And if you want to know about the blog, this is where the blog is.
Where do you go to find out about the podcast? Who's been played and where you can buy their music and stuff? Just go to isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com.
Right, and before I go on to anything else, Menar Sins, if you want to get hold of the Menar Sins on the web, go to their Bandcamp site. And that's Menar Sins. I'm going to spell this for you because it's some sort of crazy Icelandic spelling. It's menarsins.bandcamp.com. That's menarsins.bandcamp.com. But, I mean, if you Google them, I'm sure you'll find them. Right, I mentioned Tom Bishop. I think I'll play him now, actually. This is a fantastic track. He sent it to me a while ago, and as soon as I heard his voice, I thought, oh, I've got to play this guy. This is Tom Bishop and The Feeling.
Come on inside for a little while and rest your head and give a little smile and take it in. Take it in.
Just remember what awaits.
bounded by and take it in. Baby, take it in. The feeling of home. And if you should find yourself lost again in the turbulence and tide, just remember what awaits. Be touched by the love that is around. Sink into the it grows sweeter by the day, the feeling of home.
Right, that's Tom Bischel from California. And if you want to find out about Tom Bischel, and you really should because he's got some fantastic tunes, you need to go to www.tombischel.com. That's TOMBISHEL.com. And he's absolutely brilliant. And we'll be playing him on and off forever. Forever, I think. I'm not sure. Now, if you want to submit your tunes, you can go to the blog and all the ingredients. Oh dear. And all the instructions are there. But if you can't be bothered to go there, if you can't be bothered to listen to the podcast, if you can't be bothered to go to the blog, and believe it or not, some people can't be bothered to do that. I'm getting much stricter now because there's so much music coming through, some really, really good stuff. I wish I could do this twice a week and fit everything in. I might change the format a little bit as we go along, but I did commit to these people and say, look, I want to play you for 4 weeks, which is fair enough. It's easy to submit music, really, really easy. You haven't got to do anything fancy, and as I said before, even an idiot can do it.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
I've been writing some wonderful songs of my own.
Have you, dear?
Yes. And now I want to send them to Nick Tan's fantastic podcast, Is This Thing On? Can I, Mummy? Please, please, please.
Yes, dear.
But, Mummy, how do I send them? How?
First, make sure that your name is part of the file name of the MP3.
It is, Mummy, it is. I've done that.
Good. Then, just attach no more than 2 to an email with details of your website, just one website, and send it to isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Where, Mummy?
isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. You're the bestest mummy that ever was.
Okay, I still haven't changed the jingle. It's time for the first 15.
First 15.
Right, if you've never heard the first 15 before, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you the first 15 seconds of 3 different tracks. Then, what you do is go to the blog and vote for which track you want to hear the full version of in the next podcast, yeah? Right. So to start off with, I'm going to play the first 15 seconds of a song called Cornucopia by Scott Turchin. That's Cornucopia by Scott Turchin.
You get tired of this sorrow and this strife, and you're drowning in the river of your life. Yes, but everything is according to plan. Yeah.
Okay, now you're going to hear Streetology by Kevin Reeves. This is Streetology by Kevin Reeves. Okay, this is Matt Taylor and Fat Tuesday's Blue. Matt Taylor and Fat Tuesday's Blue. Okay, Okay, interesting, isn't it, when you hear the first 15 seconds. The second song there, the Kevin Reeves song, I actually cut out about 10 seconds of atmosphere, which is like street noise and stuff. Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about that later on. I will play those three tracks again towards the end when I play the winner of this week's, or last week's, not too sure what it is, this week's or last week's first 15, whoever, the last podcast first 15, the winner of that. Well, what I'm going to do, I better give you a full whacking of Amaya Huntley. And this is called Death Row. This is a fucking great track.
Thank you.
brilliant. Still a fantastic end. She does end a good song. She has a good end, Amaya Huntley. Hang on.
Hello, everybody. This is Amaya from Amaya and the Merry Men, calling all the way from up north in Scarborough. Just like to thank you all for listening to the music. It's great to know that it's being played somewhere outside of Yorkshire. Hope you enjoy the rest of the podcast. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Ooh, Amaya. Whoops. Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com with your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra. And as this is my podcast, I can play what I like, so I'm going to play me.
It's me, it's 2 a.m. I'm feeling so free, 24 hours. What a place to be. Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? Well, how can it be wrong in the day or night? Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? Well, how can it be wrong? Coming to meet me underneath the stars this time together. Last thousand hours and hours, say that it's over. Never meet again, you gotta remember. Still my special friend. Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? How can it be wrong in the day or night? Well, how can it be wrong? It feels so right. Well, how can it be wrong? Still can't believe it. It's a mystery. It just kind of happened. Being you and me, who would have thought it? But it's plain to see I'm loving the good times. The rest is history. Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? How can it be wrong in the day or night? Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? Well, how can it be wrong? How can it be wrong when it feels so right? How can it be wrong in the day or night? Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? Well, how can it be wrong, wrong?
Just be right that you never met so many people and a love affair. So many years and he's no show. Time to tell him how to pack his things and go. Just be right that you never met so many people and a love affair. So many years.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do, dear.
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And link links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear. Mummy. Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
Now, you've heard me play Matt Stevens here before, but this week I'm not actually going to play any of his songs. I'm going to play a piece that we did yesterday, which is all about social networking for musicians. It's a piece that we've been talking about for a while, and we did it on Skype yesterday with a new bit of recording technology, which I think I kind of mucked up in a way, because we had a two-way conversation, which I recorded, but the bits with me didn't really come out very well. So I was like, all weedy in the background and all mono, and Matt was all really, really loud. So what I did is I actually cut it all up this morning and put it with me sort of being, you know, it sounds a little bit sort of professional and stuff, and there's a little bit too, well, I wouldn't say polished. I don't think any of this is polished, but it sounds a little bit more, a little bit fakeish to how I would have liked it. So excuse me for that, and I'll try to do it better next time. But this is a piece that we did yesterday, and this is Matt Stevens, and he's talking about social networking for musicians.
My name's Matt Stevens. I do acoustic guitar music with a sampler and a looper pedal thing, and I create live music based around creating these loops live. And we can talk about some of the social networks I've used to try and spread the word about the music that I've been doing. And the first one we talk about is Reverb Nation.
So then I ask Matt, what's the best thing about Reverb Nation?
I mean, the best thing about Reverb Nation is you can sort of tear the bits you want out of it. You can take away as widgets. As a musician, you can put them onto your website and then put the use it to manage your profile across MySpace, across Facebook, across your own website, and stuff like having your own players on there, having the fan collector on there, so you can, as a musician, you can collect people's email addresses, play your own music through there, and even distribute your own music through there. So it's a really, really good site for that.
So, how does it work for the artist?
Reverb Nation is one of those sites where you can create a profile to put all your music on and put songs up there, put pictures up there, put your bits of video, and really just put your shop front to the world as an artist. Some people even use it as their own actual website, but what it's really useful is getting all that information, and so you can tear it and put it wherever you want on the internet, so you can put these widgets that you've created on that website wherever you want. And it's a bit like MySpace in that there's an element of social networking to it. However, it's less of a social network and more of a online tool for musicians to put their music up and spread the word about their music.
So this moving around of widgets, are we just copying and pasting code?
Exactly. So in similar to the way you take a YouTube video and share it by using the embed code, you do exactly the same thing with your artist's music on there. So you can just put it anywhere. So you can take the widgets and put them onto your own website or to blogs, or to even some people do it to other people's blogs and things like that, although I don't necessarily think that's a particularly good idea. It's a one way of just really helping to spread the word about what you do without having to create whole new profiles in other places. Because if you sign to other things, you can also use the widgets you've created on Reverb Nation just to create an instant profile on another site.
This sounds like a really techie thing. Have you got to be really techie?
It's a highly complex looking thing that I don't understand. I cut and paste it, whip it out, bang it on the website, and off I go. Because I've got no idea how it works, but it does. And that's what's really good about Reverb Nation. It's like a lot of things, it just works. You tear the code out, you bung it somewhere else, but it works. I've no idea how it does it, but I'm happy that it does.
So, the big question is, for the artist, can you make money out of Reverb Nation?
If you put effort into this site, you will make money back from it. This site will get you onto iTunes, those places that you really want to be as an artist. Because I think people will go to certain places to buy music. I mean, you can say to some people, go and buy it off Bandcamp, but they'll look at the interface and they just won't know what it is, or they've not used it before and it freaks them out. But if they've already used iTunes to do it as a download site, they'll just go, yeah, great, buy it off iTunes, brilliant, off I go. Because they understand it and they're used to it. And I think people buy the place in some certain place because they're happy with it, not necessarily because they're the best, just because they're the most comfortable fit and that's what they're used to. So yeah, cool. I mean, it's great for that, and yeah, it's really useful for getting your songs on into the right place for the right people at the right time.
So we love Reverb Nation, we both do, but is there anything on Reverb Nation that doesn't work?
There's an element of it tries to be a social network, and it's not. Not really. As a social network, it doesn't really work. There is an element of, you know, you can become a fan of a band in a similar way you can become a MySpace friend, and it doesn't really work that well on that side of it. But it's not really what it does. And I think overall, for what it does, it's absolutely superb, and I think it's something worth focusing on the good side of it, because, like I say, as a social network, it doesn't work, but it plugs really well into the social networks that do work, i.e. Facebook, with a really good Facebook app for it. It works really well for that. So in terms of a social network, it doesn't work, but it plugs really well into the networks that do work, and it works really well with Facebook as well.
Right, that's enough about our mutual love of Reverb Nation. Right, let's talk about something I don't know much about, Django.
Do Django. Django is like an online radio station. When you first go into Django, there's a big player on there, and all you do is type in the name of the artist that you'd like to hear, or an artist that you'd like, and it plays art music by that artist, and then it plays artists that are similar to it, in the same sort of way as Last.fm would work. It's very big in America, but it's not all that big over here yet. It's had a lot of good write-ups in The Wire magazine, USA Today, Wall Street Journal. It's very much an American-orientated thing at the minute. But it works really well as a way of getting new people into your music, and for somebody who's looking to discover really cool, new, interesting music. Basically, it's a really good filter to discover new music, in the same way that Nick's podcast works as a way to find really good new artists. This is a similar sort of thing, in that one of the things I find really hard online is to find people I'm really excited about and passionate about and really want to hear. And this is one way of finding new artists that you very well like, and putting those artists in front of you, so you get to hear a lot of exciting new music. Yeah, once again, it's a case of going in there, whacking your photos on, whacking your website details, putting in your links to your website and your Twitter and all these things, and then putting your songs on there for people to listen to. And off you go, really. It's the same with a lot of these sites. You go in, you set up your profile, and then it's down to you how much work you put in to really what you get out of them. So if people become fans of you on Django, if you email them and say to them, hey, you can get my album here, or I'm doing this gig here, if you're local to it, it's a way of, once again, opening that door of communication with people and getting people to talk about what you're doing musically. So, yeah, it's a really worthwhile thing to do, and a really, really useful tool. There is a thing you can do where you can pay a small amount of money to have your music feature on other artists' stations, which is about, I think, $10 a month, which works out as £6-7, something like that, something around there, I think. And you get your music played on other people's stations, which isn't a bad deal, really, if you're going to get, say, 20 fans a month off it. And if only one or two of those buy your album, you've covered your costs. Whether it works long term, I don't really know, but it's certainly worth doing as an experiment, because it's not a lot of money. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a really good way for people to find out about new bands and really open that door for new artists.
So it's true to say that as an artist, you're not actually going to make any money directly out of this site. It's mainly a site for punters.
Yes, definitely. And one thing I've seen some musicians saying is, well, if they're the sort of people who listen to online radio, they're not necessarily the same people who download albums as well. So it's a different demographic, possibly. So I've seen a few people say that. So I don't know, really. But I think it's worth a punt. And I'll get back to you and let you know how much conversion of these fans we really get. So we'll see how it works. But it's an ongoing experiment, Django.
All right, well, that's a work in progress then. So we'll wait for some feedback on that in the next couple of weeks. So, our mutual favourite, big love of our life, Ustream.
Ustream is a site where you can have your own television channel. You can have your own TV station where you can play live to the world from your bedroom. Just switch your webcam on, plug your guitar in, plug your mic in, and off you go, and you can play to the world. It's just a question of how big your audience is on the basis of how many people are interested in watching you. It ties really well in with Twitter and Facebook, in that you can put a message on Facebook or Twitter and off you go. People come onto you, click onto the link, and they're watching you playing live from your house. So you're doing a gig, but there's no audience really there, which is really odd as a musician. But it gives you a chance to actually speak to people and really develop a rapport with people all over the world that you're playing to live in real time that you could never do normally. And you have a virtual audience of people from all across the world that you'd never ever really have in the real world. It's absolutely brilliant. It's by far the most exciting thing, because it's so many times you can see something on there and it will never see it again, because it's live, it's real. Things go wrong, things are exciting, things fall apart, people make mistakes. And that's why it's exciting, because it's a real live, it is actually live. It's not just downloading and playing and listening to stuff. It's actually happening live in front of you. You can arrange to do a virtual gig at any time. Hopefully people will come and watch it, and off you go. It's brilliant. Ustream's like YouTube, but you can have a conversation with the video you're watching by using the chat room. So you can, if you type something in, you can talk to the person who's doing the concert, and you can have an interaction there. And you can say, can you play this song? Can you play that song? Can you do this? And you can really talk to people. And one of the best things is when the people in the chat room talk to each other and get to know each other and start to build a community there. And hopefully they'll say to other people and say, look, I really enjoy this fella's gig. Can we, you know, can watch it again next time? Or come and we'll do this again. We'll meet up next time we're in the chat room. And it's these people getting to know each other and build a community around your music as a musician is really what you want. And as a punter, it's great fun to go and watch a band and see them play live and without actually having to leave your house. So and it's environmentally friendly as well, which is always very good. It's exciting, it's new, it's an experience rather than just having, you know, a lot of sites you go to and it's like, oh no, we're brilliant. You get to listen to three songs with the same artist over and over again. With this one, it's a unique experience. There's times where you can watch something on Ustream and you'll never see it again.
Okay, yeah, so rounding up then, Reverb Nation is at reverbnation.com, and it's really good if artists and for people discovering new music, because it gives tools to the artists, i.e. the widgets and the mailing list. That's really, really strong for that. Django is at www.django.com, and it's really good for if you want to discover new artists on the basis of artists you already like. So it works like a radio station that's tailored to your needs. And as an artist, it's really useful for getting people into your music as well. And if they like a similar artist, they'll probably like your stuff as well. So it's really good to get your music on there for that. Ustream is at www.ustream.tv. And it's a really exciting thing, because it's you can have things that are unique to the actual moment. So you can actually watch artists play live and talk to them as they're playing, like a gig, but it's a gig that's coming from the artist's home into your home. For the artist, like having your own personal TV channel. And I think it's going to be massive this year. My name's Matt Stevens, and I've been talking to you with a slip disc. And it's so I've been stuck on my back most of the time. But it's my website address is www.mattstevensguitar.com. Cheers.
You're talented and sexy. And you're listening to us, this thing on. Right, that was Matt Stevens, and I think you'll agree there's some really good information there. I'll be putting up links on the blog. So all the things that Matt talked about, I'll put links on to various various sites that he mentioned. Right, I've got to crack on. We've still got plenty of stuff to put in. This is The Visitors, The Same Old Me. Brilliant visitors. That's the same old me. Go to www.the-visitors.co.uk. That's www.the-visitors.co.uk. Fantastic songs. They've got a new album coming out. They're always playing. They're all over the shop. Right, now it's time to have a recap on the first 15. So you get the idea now. Listen to the tunes, the three tunes, the first 15 seconds of each tune. Then go to the blog. Vote for who you want to hear next week, and whoever you vote for, whoever gets the biggest number of votes gets played in full next week. So we're going to start off with Scott Turchin and Cornucopia.
You get tired of this sorrow and this strife, and you're drowning in the river of your life. Yes, but everything is according to plan. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and this is Kevin Reeves and Streetology. Okay, and now we've got Matt Taylor and Fat Tuesday's Blue. Right, they're the three for this week. Go to the blog, vote for your favourite, and that person who gets the most votes gets played entirely in full on next week's podcast. Now, the reason I've chosen 15 seconds as a sort of benchmark for this is that I think that if you want to produce a song that's going to grab people, it has to get going within the first 15 seconds. Now, the last couple of times I've done this, there's been a couple of tracks that I've cut like 10 seconds off. There's been some effect on it, some sort of street noise, or there's been a train, or there's been people talking and stuff. It might sound nice and arty, and it might have sounded quite a good idea at the time when you found it on Apple Loops or whatever, but if you're listening to loads of music, and I promise you, I listen to loads and loads of music, to me I'm thinking, oh come on, we've got to get going, we've got to get going on this song, because otherwise I'm just going to turn off and start thinking about something else. I'm watching this, I'm listening to this music on the computer, right? And you know what it's like. If you've got something on the computer, think, oh, while I'm listening to this, I'll check my email, or I'll see what's going on Facebook, or I've got TweetDeck on and I'm having a look at Twitter. So you kind of get a little bit distracted. You want a song that's going to hit people straight away? Get it going within the first 15 seconds, yeah? Well, that's what I reckon. I like to think of myself as a filter for people. So there's loads of people out there who do want to listen to new, original, exciting music, but they don't know where to go. If you want to know where to go, come here, because I will play you the best music you'll ever hear and the best music you've never heard before. And I bet you, you've never heard this before. This is Yui and I Am The Man. We'll be right back. then a very, very strange coincidence, I suddenly remembered that I hadn't put in a Zooey track, so I grabbed another Zooey track that I've got, threw it on on GarageBand, and realised there was a 15-second effect of them digging coal or digging something, which I cut off because it would seem a little bit stupid for me to talk about not having long effects on songs. But it's a fucking great tune. What a great tune that was. Right, so first 15 from last week. The winner is Bubonic Funk. Catrice got 1. Netsai I got 8. Vega from Russia got 36. And Bubonic Funk got 60. So if you want to find out about Bubonic Funk, Bubonic, oh, it's another one of those names that's difficult to say. And it's not spelt the way you want to say it as well. I know it's got a K in it. Well, fucking sue me. This is a song called Position of Power. If you want to find Bubonic Funk, they're at Reverb Nation. That's www.reverbnation.com/bubonicfunk. That's Bubonic with a K. And on MySpace, www.myspace/bubonicfunk. Bubonic with a K. I'll put a link on the blog anyway, so you'll find out all about them. So they won. Hurrah, hurrah! They got 60 votes on this week's first 15. So I'll let them play the show out. So I'll see you again next week. Bye!
gold to find out about the podcast, who's been played and where you can buy their music and stuff, just go to isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com.
Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. With your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra.
Twitter.com.
You're talented and sexy, and you're listening to Is This Thing On.
Tiger, tiger, poopy doopy tiger. Are you a good boy? Are you a bad boy? Tiger, tiger, poopy doopy tiger. Are you a good boy? Are you a bad boy? Poopy doopy poop tiger, tiger, poopy doopy tiger. Are you a good boy? Are you a bad boy? Tiger, tiger, poopy doopy tiger. Are you a good boy? Are you a bad boy?